This is Breakfast with Josh Zepps on ABC Radio Sydney.
A 17-page document has been filed by the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association, TACASA, the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, talking about a culture of fear within Rex Regional Express, the airline, which is Australia's biggest regional airline apart that isn't owned by Qantas, you know, not Qantas Link. They've got 50 aircraft, 1,500 weekly flights, 60 destinations in every state in Australia. And if some of these allegations were true, they could be very serious. Ben Morgan is the Executive Director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. G'day, Ben.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. What's the allegation?
Well, look, so far what we've seen released in the media is a 17-page report from the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association outlining its concerns regarding the culture of that has been created by the airline with respect to the management of engineers. And the report, again, based on what's been released so far, the report appears to be outlining that there is a culture of punishing and disciplining engineers who are, through the course of undertaking their duties, identifying problems on aircraft. So this is a very serious allegation. It's a very serious report. It's a report that's of significant public interest. And so we've been calling for the last few days to say this really does need to be made public. And we need assurances from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority as to whether things are being done properly inside the airline.
Part of the complaint that was filed on May 27th alleges serious breaches of safety obligations, as well as coercion, intimidation and bullying of employees. And the claim is that that's reached a point where employees don't want to speak up, don't want to report aircraft defects, including major defects. That's their words, not mine, major defects, for fear of recrimination by the airline. Now, what Rex says is this is a single disgruntled engineer. They've got a press release that I'm holding in my hands saying this is a tabloid beat-up, and basically this is an anonymous source accusing Rex of having a poor safety culture, but it's a disgruntled engineer and his union. Is there any truth to that?
Well, look, I don't necessarily want to get drawn into what Rex is saying at this point in time, but I would offer the following statements, and that is, we work with the ALAEA on a number of issues, and I don't imagine that the ALAEA have taken the decision lightly to furnish this report. The second thing that's very important for your listeners to understand is that there is an explicit obligation by any aircraft engineer in this country that works on aircraft that if they find a concern, they are to report it or they are to rectify it. The aircraft engineers working amongst Australia's airlines and also right throughout our general aviation industry take their jobs very seriously. Through their responsibilities and their work, they keep our aircraft airworthy and in doing so keep the air crews and passengers safe. So it is very important that a culture within an airline or a charter operator or any other organisation that uses aircraft engineers, it's very important that there be a culture in which those engineers are encouraged to bring issues forward without fear and recrimination. And so for the ALAEA to put forward a detailed 17-page report that outlines that there are significant concerns, according to their organisation, with the way in which engineers are being treated is very troubling. And I would also say this, that we are deeply concerned at basically how the way the Civil Aviation Safety Authority appear to be handling this issue. And we've seen what's taken place over this last week, a sincere difference in the way that the airline industry seems to be treated when compared to the smaller general aviation charter industry. And Monday to Friday, I spend the vast majority of my time representing those smaller general aviation organisations. And they tend to find themselves on the receiving end of CASA audits and prosecution in what seems to be an incredibly eager process. CASA are all too willing to hold those smaller businesses to account and to make an example of them. And yet what we're seeing take place through this particular issue is a unwillingness by the regulator to really jump into this issue to make a determination. And I feel that it really is incumbent on CASA at this point in time, given the magnitude of the allegation, that they do come forward and that they offer some explanation to the Australian public as to the safety status of these allegations and provide an assurance as to whether the aircraft are or are not safe in their current form. And I think until that happens, it's leaving greater question marks over the whole process.
Well, we do have Cassar on the line. Peter Gibson is from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. Peter, thanks for being here. What do you say to the claim that if these allegations had been levelled at a small charter operator, that charter operator would be grounded, but because it's Rex, they're not?
No, look, it's all a matter of evidence and facts. I mean, we've got, in this case, a set of allegations, and we're taking that very, very seriously, and I agree with what Ben's saying, that we need to look at these deeply, carefully, closely, thoroughly, and that's what we're doing. We're not going to jump to conclusions. If, of course, there was, on the face of it, evidence of immediate safety issues, then we would take immediate action, just as we did a few months ago when we banned the 737 MAX from Australian skies, or a few years ago when we grounded Tiger Airways. If there's immediate safety issues, we'll deal with those. But if there's not, then we're going to work through it very carefully and progressively and make decisions based on facts. And, of course, there's two sides to every story, so we've got to get both sides to this. And that's what we've been doing. So, no, look, the short answer is we're treating this the same for an airline as we would for a small operator, and just as we wouldn't go around publicly discussing all the gory details of our dealings with a small air operator, neither do we do that with airlines.
So the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association, which you just heard Ben refer to as in its acronym, says that you've known about some of these allegations since as long ago as 2016. Does it normally take that long to do something about them?
Well, no, these specific allegations in this document were given to us in late May, I think, and we then worked through them ourselves. A couple of weeks after that, we said to the union, can we now give these to Rex to get their side of the story? When they agreed to that, we did that. We've got Rex's responses back in the last week or so. So we've been working through it in a timely and progressive fashion.
Is the consideration about the disruption that it would cause to regional communities to have Rex grounded part of what you factor in when you consider whether to ground an airline?
Look, safety comes first, and safety comes second, and safety comes third. But, of course, naturally, you've got to make sure that any decisions you take are based on evidence and facts. Everything we do, pretty much, can be taken to the courts and appealed. You know, if we get it wrong, it's not going to last long anyway, because the courts will overturn it. So we've got to make sure we get it right. And, of course, naturally, when we're taking big, serious decisions, such as, you know, grounding an air operator, grounding an airline, of course we take into account what effects that's going to have, but that's after we make the safety decisions.
Yeah, I mean, because I think that's the concern, that people would be worried that basically you don't want a huge publicity, you know, snafu, and you don't want to leave communities stranded, so there might be somewhat more leniency in overlooking certain things than there would be if it was a smaller operator that's likely to have a lesser impact. I mean, there are these occasions, like, you know, in 2017 there was a Rex flight from Albury to Sydney, and a 100-kilogram propeller fell off the plane and it landed in southwest Sydney. There was a stalled engine on a Sydney-bound Rex flight that had to turn back to Griffith just after takeoff. News Limited has identified a second source here, so they're not just relying on the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association document that's been submitted to you guys at CASA, but also a second source who's familiar with this investigation, who calls the culture at Rex manifestly dangerous, and who says, people won't report the stuff, I won't fly Rex anymore, I'll either go QantasLink or I'll walk.
Oh, look, and culture is absolutely important, as Ben said. It's central to safety in any aviation organisation, large or small. If you don't have a good culture behind safety, then everything else really falls apart. You can have the best spare parts, you can have the best personnel, but if everyone's not committed to putting safety first, you end up getting problems. So we spend a lot of time and effort educating and training people on all of that. We also spend a lot of time and effort when we're doing our safety surveillance and our audits and our checks, focusing on those things, safety management systems, safety culture, etc. So, yeah, look, that is a huge focus. And if that's brought into question, then naturally we take that very, very seriously. That's why we're taking these allegations very, very seriously. But it doesn't mean we jump in and take knee-jerk action. It means we dig deep, get to the bottom of it, understand what the basis of the allegations are, if there are problems, how do we deal with those, what are the best solutions. precautions so that we come out the other end confident that we're going to have the best possible safety standards in place.
How long does that process take? Because in the meantime, there are lots of people getting on lots of Rex aircraft and flying through a lot of airspace.
Sure, and that's understandable that they could be nervous. We've got to say to them, look, we can't give you a specific answer and say we're going to have all this wrapped up by next Tuesday because we just don't know. We are still working through it. We've got lots of options as to what our next steps are. We can obviously sit down with Rex, put more questions to them. We can go through their maintenance documentation. We can go into their workshops and look at those. We've got all sorts of options of things we can do if we so choose. We've got to decide what we do next and then evaluate all that evidence. But I think what passengers should be very clear about is if we come across something today or tomorrow which gives us an immediate concern for safety, we will take action up to and including grounding any air operator, large or small.
Peter, good to talk to you. Thanks for filling us in.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Peter Gibson from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority about these allegations against Rex. Ben Morgan, meanwhile, is the Executive Director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Ben, is that satisfactory?
Look, I think I won't criticise Peter too hard on this other than to say that there are a couple of key points. What CASA don't know at this point in time is exactly what they don't know. And the key in this is that they have in fact been handed a report that has a very serious safety allegation in that we have engineers who are being reprimanded for finding significant issues, according to the ALA, significant issues with corrosion on propeller shafts. And you've just heard CASA say right there and then that they don't know. And it's unknown at this point in time. And I think that this is actually the astounding fact that it's unknown as to whether they've actually gone and sighted these aircraft. Now, I know I said 3 days ago that it's incumbent on CASA to go out and actually physically have a look at those aircraft and make a determination as to whether there is or there is not a problem. And I think that it's alarming that Peter's there saying that basically CASA's taking its time and it's working through it. Because what we know to be a fact is that they do not behave this way when it comes to smaller operators. And we're only just last year reminded through the grounding of a small jet charter operator out of Sydney who was conducting aeromedical operations. But this is a regulator that has a proven track record and a proven history of jumping to allegations, immediately moving to ground an operation, causing significant disruption to those operators, and then working through the problems, but with the comfort of knowing that the operator is on the ground until they can resolve it. So Peter's not being entirely consistent and entirely honest with his statements, because CASA's own track record of the last 25 years is a different story.
Peter, I'm happy to give you a right of reply to that if you're still there.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think Tiger Airways might have something to say about that. They're on the ground for a number of weeks because of actions we took, because we weren't satisfied with their safety standards. And other airlines going back into history as well. So, look, We take action based on evidence, basically. It doesn't matter whether you're small or big. If the evidence is there that there is an immediate safety problem, a safety issue that's going to put people at risk, then we put you on the ground. If there's not, then we work methodically through the information and the evidence and come up with the answers to deal with the problems. And sometimes that takes a bit of time. But as I say, you know, if we need to act, we will act, and we certainly show no fear or favour for large operators or small operators. Everybody is treated on the basis of the evidence before us.
Peter and Ben, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.